This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's jump right in. We're going to bring Jana Shorto into the conversation. She is the outstanding host of Breaking the News on Care 11 Monday through Friday at 6:30. So I'm on Twitter paying attention, offering up some of my own comments, and I saw Jana offer this up last night. In a couple weeks, I will become a parent. But the state says for me to legally be one, I have to adopt my child. Straight couples who do IVF don't have to. So why I? It's time for Minnesota to fix this. Good story on it from Dave Orrick. I remember this story going back from 2019. I jumped in and interacted with Jana and some other folks and asked Jana to come on the air, and she is here. Jana, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on. I don't want to get bogged down in all the legal information. I've got some information to update from Dan's conversation with Scott Dibble today. But just expand on this. Tell people what's going on, how remarkably exciting this is for you and your wife to be approaching this, and how, I mean, I'll just speak on my own behalf, how blatantly unfair this is. It never should have taken place. And how this is still happening in 2021 is both confounding and insulting to me.
Well, I agree with you, Chad, and that's rare. But thank you for having me on and talking about this. You know, honestly, when I posted it last night, as you point out, that article was from 2019 when Logan's Law was introduced in our legislature that would have, in essence, fixed this once and for all. It didn't get a vote in the Senate. But I got to tell you, you know, when you go through this process and as a same-sex couple, obviously things are different. And to be honest, I never thought I would get to be a parent. I'm 44 years old. I met my partner when I was 40. In the middle of COVID, we decided that we wanted to start a family. And there's a lot that goes along with that. When you get to this final stage where you think everything's great, everything's okay, this is going to work, you're just reminded that you have to go in the back door again if you want to be recognized by your state, at least for me, since I'm not carrying the child as their parent. And that's a punch in the gut. I mean, it hurts.
I bet. So the birth certificate, you're
on? I
can sign
that.
Is that correct?
I'm on it. Yep.
Okay.
Or will be.
But legally, it's so confounding that this is your child. Mm-hmm. You guys made the decision. Yeah, your partner would carry. So your partner's okay to be listed the parent. But even though you're a partner, you'll be one of the parents. In the state legal minds, you are not.
Yeah, and that's where it gets tricky. You know, when we talk about, I know your producer Dan talked to Senator Dibble, and Senator Dibble points out that there are some changes in statute that came with the legalization of same-sex marriage in Minnesota that would change the language from husband to partner or spouse, that should have settled things. But when you talk to a lot of other people, including lawmakers, which I've talked to, and lawyers, they think it's not that clear. And the bottom line for me as the parent of this child, as well as my wife, equal to my wife, is that
yes.
Do I really want to take a risk that at some point, somewhere, some way, some court, some state is going to say, no, you're not, Jana, and relinquish my rights to my own kid? That's just not a risk that many of us want to take. You wouldn't take it. And
nope.
So we're in this position where we feel, well, I understand what that some lawmakers are saying, no, you're going to be okay. Those are words. And this is my kid. That's just, you don't mess with that.
No one should have to mess with that. And I was heartened to see a number of representatives engage in you and the rest of us who are a part of this tweet thread last night saying, we're going to get this back in play because you're 100% right. Dan did talk to Scott Dibble. And Scott Dibble feels like because of what we all voted on in 2013 with the amendment on same-sex marriage, that it clarified it. But then when Dan pushed him a little bit, just as you said, when individuals like yourself go through the process, maybe it's today, maybe it's a year from now, if the laws have changed, it doesn't reflect that. And
yeah.
And obviously Dibble has been very good on a number of issues, including this one. I am very surprised that this wasn't clarified after 2013, because there have been thousands of individuals who are just like you, who the decision was made, and it's totally up to you guys, who's going to carry the baby for a myriad of reasons, which is none of our business, that the other individual, for some reason by the state, is viewed differently than when I have my three boys. Kathleen carried my boys. I wasn't asked to fill out an extra bit of paperwork, and Kathleen and I are still very good friends. We got a divorce. When we got a divorce, there was no issue of, well, Kathleen's really the only parent. And at this point in Minnesota, I would have hoped this would have been resolved a long, long time ago.
Right. And in 2019, that was the intent of Logan's Law. It just never got voted on. It never made its way out of the Senate. And you're right, Chad. You know, some people have hopefully, and that's my only goal, probably much like yourself, is not to say pity, pity me or poor me. That's not it. I'll take care of myself.
Right.
I'll take care of my child, as will my wife. Nobody can come for us anymore. But this is for all the people that don't have that voice. And it, most people don't know this. And so when you point it out, when someone like yourself or me just happens to be so blessed to have a lot of people on a social media website see what they say, it mm-hmm. was my responsibility for my community, for queer men, for our trans families, for all families that don't look the same. It doesn't even matter what your sexual orientation. People have kids in lots of ways. And
yes.
we need to recognize that. Families are made up of all different kinds of ways and people, and we should be treated as such. And so it was just to engage and, yes, maybe push that conversation again. I'm like, can't we fix this? Because I think, I truly believe that Minnesotans think that I should get to be the child's legal parent without having to go through fingerprinting and background checks and court dates and a judge to say, do you equally contribute and do you swear by that in a court of law?
I am with you on that. I think it's overwhelming. I am saddened about some texts and emails I get on issues about equal treatment in a myriad of ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have made the decision on part of your life at times in interviews or on your show to talk about this part of your life. And we have made significant progress in many areas of fair and equal treatment. But in other areas, there have to be times like this where you say, why? Because of one part of my life, a part of your life that you're proud of, that you love, that you're so elated to have your partner. Now you're going to have a child that will bring you endless amounts of no sleep, by the way, but overwhelming joy, and will change your life. Like, as much as we all can tell you, just wait, you'll know it, right?
Yeah.
But that this still is in front of you, I mean, for me, a part of me would be infuriated. A part of me would be more driven to change it, and a part of me still would be defeated a little bit that I'm still facing this. How do you try to capture the kind of cornucopia of emotions that you're facing?
I think you're absolutely correct. You know, oftentimes when I do things on social media or in my workplace, I mean, obviously my wife isn't here with me. And when I got home last night and said, oop, I put this thing out on Twitter, so that conversation is happening again, and that's a good thing. And then I'm trying to figure it out, you know, as a journalist, because I was getting all kinds of information about where do we actually stand here in Minnesota? Like, what's the status of this? And it's actually very hard for my wife. You know, I think that she feels so protective of me and loves me so dearly and knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am that child's parent too. And so she's obviously also almost 38 weeks pregnant. And so there's a lot of emotions going on, and it's frustrating. And again, frustrating in that I know a lot of people carry a lot on their backs for myriad reasons. I'm not saying this should be the center of conversation. I'm just saying, for lack of a better term, this is an easy win, Minnesota. And if you asked Minnesotans to vote right now, I think they would say we should change this and just dot the I's and cross the T's on the books and be done. Because I think they thought they did that in 2013. Chad, I did too. I didn't know.
Sure.
I remember the debate over Logan's Law. But of course, when something then happens to you personally and you're facing parenting things, it reminded me that I might not have that right. And so I look into it, and it turns out that I might not automatically get it. And what burns me is that the same isn't true for a heterosexual couple that goes through IVF. And why? And the only difference in that then is my gender as a non-gestational parent. And that's just blatant, to me, discrimination.
I have a minute left. I wish you only the best in this. It's a law that needs to be adjusted and reflect who we are as a state. Do you know, boy or girl, yet?
We are having a baby.
Have you considered the name Chad?
it's really high on the list, but I can't reveal, you know.
Yeah, I can't reveal. I understand. Hey, I want to stay in touch with you in this. If we can continue to follow this, whether it's through Twitter or on air, please let us know. And only the best to you and what amazing, this amazing event that's going to happen in a couple weeks. And if you want to think about Chad, if you want to have some deep conversations about it, you can reach out to me.
Right. I mean, right now it's all I can think about is little Chad running around the homestead.
I would get that out of your head very quickly. Very, very quickly. Thank you, Jana.
Thank you, Chad. We'll see you.
Jana Shortall. Check her out on Care 11 on a regular basis, 6:30. Follow her on Twitter and pay attention to this story. This should have ended decades ago. It should have ended in 2013, and it should be changed right now. About enough time to say goodbye and thank you. Linda's construction time check is 2:57. Any issues with your gutters, with winter coming at some point, check out Lindis Construction. Please check out the podcast. Get the Odyssey app. Go to odyssey.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. Try it. Dump us if you don't like it. At Dan Cook, WCCO, at ACA30, and at Chad Hartman Show. See you, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.